Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Even though you make payroll every Friday, you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You're the owner, and you eat what you kill. We are back. It's 13 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. Mark Allen is our guest. He is our good friend and many-time guest on our show. Mark writes from his own experience as founder and president of a successful visionary business. 20 years ago, he co-founded New World Library with Shakti Gawain. He has guided the company from a small startup operation with no capital, I know about that, to a major contributor in the independent publishing world. He lives in Northern California. Mark is the author of Visionary Business, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Success, which has become one of my favorite books, and also another book, which is an excellent book as well, A Visionary Life. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
It's always good to have you with us. I always feel more centered and more balanced after we've had a visit, and I look forward to your visits every time.
Well, it's nice to hear.
And by the way, you are represented in my new archives.
Oh.
Yeah, I think there's at least one of our visits up on the site right now in the archives on my new website.
Great.
And more on the way. I've got some more that are being edited right now to put up there. So at least one, I know that there's at least one of your visits with me. I think that was the August visit that you had with me is on our archive. So I'm looking forward to comments from that. That was a great visit, as all of them are. Mark, I got a quick trivia here I wanted to mention. Have you ever contemplated where the word cocktail came from?
No.
Isn't that an odd name to call something like that?
Sure.
Well, on this day in 1776, in the back of a New York bar, it was decorated with bird tail feathers. And a customer joking, I promise, folks, I'm not making this up. A customer jokingly asked for a glass of those cocktails. And that's how the tradition was born. That's why they're called cocktails now.
You learn something every day.
Every day, don't you? And also on this day, in 1869, the United States took possession of Alaska. And on this day in 1873, the Ivy League established rules for college football. You just can't go through life without knowing some of these things, you know?
Right, that's important.
You just got to have... Mark, you wanted to talk to us today about some books that you mean a lot to you, books that you recommend that people buy or check out at the library or whatever, books that you think would help small business owners when the world's rushing at them, when the alligators are eating them alive, when they don't know whether they're going to make it or not. They need some help, and they need to be able to sort of slow down a little bit and get a little bit of the stress out of their life, if only for a few minutes.
Yeah, I did. It all started when this guy called me up. I'd never met him, but he said Visionary Business was the best book he ever read, so I immediately loved the guy, of course.
He's a genius already, right?
Right. He obviously had great taste. And he asked for 10, 15 minutes of my time. I said, sure. He came in. He had his own business and said the book has helped him. And then he looked around my office and said, what other books do you recommend? What else do you want me to read? Would you recommend I read? And that made me reflect on the books that have changed my life. And I realized there are maybe half a dozen books that have really had an impact on my life and changed it tremendously. In my early 20s, when I look back, I was pretty neurotic and unhappy and had no goals in life. And several books really helped me a lot. So I gave him my list of books and thought, it's interesting to share with a wider group of people. The first two may or may not apply to a general audience, but the first book that really changed my life was called Three Pillars of Zen by Philip Kaplow, and it's about meditation. Three Pillars of Zen, yes. It actually got me to sit down and meditate. And looking back on it, I think meditation and doing some simple yoga were two things that have had probably more impact than any book.
Now, you know that the average person out there, if they're like me, when someone says Zen, meditating with Zen, you know, that sounds a little weird to them.
Right.
You know that, don't you? Right.
Yes, I know it.
So help. Now, I believe you. I mean, I'm with you, but I just wanted to, you know, help us to understand why we should do that.
Yeah, it was weird to me. I was from Minnesota, right out of Minneapolis, and had no clue about anything like this. And of course, it was as soon as I moved to California that I discovered this book, Three Pillars of Zen. But just any kind of meditation, just a minute a day. We even did a book called Meditation for Busy People. A minute.
Still available in print.
Yes, And that's okay. A very good book. We did one Meditation for Busy People and another Yoga for Busy People. And a minute or two a day of meditation or even some kind of stretching yoga makes a real difference in your life.
What is meditation with Zen like? What is that involved?
Zen really means meditation, the word, and it's just the Japanese form, which works for Americans because it's very simple. They just tell you how to...
Wait a minute. What was that? That's not like a shot at us Americans.
Well, no. I mean, there's...
I know what you're saying. I'm teasing you. Because we've got so many distractions. We want things quick. This is fast food America.
Yeah. In a way, we're a lot like the Japanese. The Japanese took a very complex thing from India and made it very simple.
Yeah. All right.
And that's the way it appeals to Americans. But just sitting literally a minute a day or 5 minutes has benefits that are physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual.
How do you do it?
Well, for Zen, the simplest way is to just sit with your back straight. You can sit in a chair and close your eyes and relax. And at first, just observe your thoughts or even count your breath. After a while, you become aware of how active your mind is. And after a while, your mind does slow down. You start observing your thoughts. And that's really all you need to do. And there's physical benefits of blood pressures lowered and all kinds of good things. There's emotional benefits where you start getting more detached from your emotions and realize you have a watcher there that's watching emotions. You aren't controlled by them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You can observe them.
Say the book again.
The best one is Meditation for Busy People.
Yeah. And that's your book. We're gonna tell folks how we can get that when we come right back after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having another great visit with our good friend Mark Allen, the author of A Visionary Life and Visionary Business, two different books. Stay with us. Back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Mark Allen, and Mark's been with us many times before. I get him back on the show as often as I possibly can because I always benefit very much from his visits, from his words of wisdom, from his insights. He's not only an outstanding business person and a great mentor, he knows a lot about helping you acquire and maintain balance in your life and to get centered, and he studied these things a lot. He's written a book called Visionary Life, which is an outstanding book, and another one called Visionary Business, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Success, which has become one of my favorite books, and he's got a lot of other books available. Mark, tell us where your books are available, please.
Well, they should be in the stores. We do have an 800 number, 1-800-97-BOOKS. Or 1-800-972-6657.
Okay. And you got a website?
Right. www.nwlib.com.
NWLIB.com.
Right.
Okay. And can they order the books when they get there?
Yep.
Okay, good. Good deal. You were talking about meditating. And I did not know that the word Zen means meditating in Japanese.
Right.
You were talking about how to do that. You said, you know, sit down in a chair or to me, if I were going to do that, I don't do this typically the way you're talking about it, but I was just thinking, Mark, if I were going to do this, I would try to find myself in a in a posture, in a position that I wouldn't ordinarily find myself in. In other words, I'd want it to be different. I'd want to be separating myself from where all the stuff comes at me in my normal day. And so I was just thinking, maybe what I would do would be to sit down on the floor and lean and put my back up against the wall. Does that make sense?
As long as you're comfortable.
Yeah, I agree.
I do have a real comfortable chair in my office that I use, and I put a cushion in my lower back so my back is straight. But as long as your back is straight and you're comfortable.
Well, here's one of the things. You were talking about meditating and counting your breaths and slowing things down. One of the things that I found, and I did this quite by accident, it's just on my own, and it really works, and it supports what you're talking about. I have a couple of little prayers that I say, and I've told my audience this before, but what I do to get myself out of the rat race is I say the words of those prayers as slowly as I possibly can. I mean, I let the words just bear, it's painfully slow, drag them out.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is, and then when I'm through with that prayer, then I'm in the right kind of a mood and a right kind of an attitude that sort of allows me to then, as you say, to meditate and think of some of the things that I want to think about.
Right. Well, that is a form of meditation that you're doing then, really. A prayer and meditation, they certainly overlap.
Yeah.
And just praying slowly and slowing down is a great idea. Anything to slow us down.
But see, I have to have the prayer to get me disconnected from all the alligators.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? Because if I tried to meditate about things, I need that kind of a buffer zone, so to speak.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense or not.
Sure.
Yeah.
For me, that phrase, in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, is something I've repeated so many times to myself that it is a form of meditation, I'd say.
Well, you certainly, I've asked you to say it again on this show many times, every time you've been on the show,
right.
since I've learned about it, and as I've said before, I've had people who email me and say how much that meant to them, and I want you to say it again.
Well, I, every morning, read my goals to myself, and I preface each one saying, and I say it slowly, too, in an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way, and then I affirm my goals. My company now reaches such and such in sales.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the next one.
Mm-hmm. In an easy and relaxed manner, in a healthy and positive way. All the positive words in there, and I like that a lot. Stand by, Mark. We're going to take a break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get Mark to talk to us about some other books that he recommends that you check on either at the library if they're out of print or they may be available for sale. It's 29 after the hour. We're going to be right back with our good friend Mark. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. If you'd like to join us, 888-822-8255. Welcome back, heroes. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to remind you that some of the shows that are coming up, our next one is going to be with Annabelle Dodd. She's the author of The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. Telecommunications, folks, is one of the most dynamic and exciting aspects of the high-tech world. And you need to understand what's coming at you and the terms and the applications. And Annabelle Dodd helps us do that. She's been with us once before. We're going to talk some more about her book, The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. After her, Mike Menzies is an independent banker. He's the president of a small independent bank in Maryland. He's going to be back with us to talk to us about how to work with your banker, what your banker needs to help you, and what you can do to help him or her help you. After that, Sarah Calvert's going to be with us, our small business attorney. Tim and Paul Berry will be back with us to talk to us about some more about how to launch a successful internet business, and on, a lot more stuff coming up the rest of the week and the rest of the month. Mark Allen is our guest this hour, and he's the author of A Visionary Life and also another book called Visionary Business, and we're going to tell you again in a little bit how you can get those books. Mark, we're talking about some other books that you recommend that people find. Tell us again the name of the first one that we were just talking about.
Well, I think just a good meditation book. One is Meditation for Busy People by Dawn Groh.
Meditation for Busy People by who, Don?
Don Groves.
Groves. Okay.
Is a real good one.
All right.
The one that I read was called Three Pillars of Zen by Philip Kaplow. It's still in print. It's a classic, really.
Okay.
There's another great one called Zen Training, if you really want to get into it in depth, by Katsuki Sekada. Zen Training. I have it by my bed, and I've been reading it for 5 years.
Do you think that people who are very, very religious would be put off by reading, would think that they would be put off by reading such a book, or that they would be...
No, Zen is not...
They shouldn't. I just wonder...
No, it's perfectly compatible with any religion. It isn't a religion at all. It's it's a very practical philosophy. It's more psychology.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just observing your
thoughts. Okay. What else?
Then I touched on a book called Yoga for Busy People by Don Groves, to some kind of yoga or Tai Chi or some kind of good physical exercise definitely is essential to a good life. Then on to the books. There's a book called As You Think by James Allen, or As a Man Thinketh is the original version. I edited it a bit and updated it a bit and published it under the title As You Think.
That one was originally done in 1904,
right?
You told me.
It's brilliant. It's a classic. For 20 years, I said it's the best book I ever read. It's a little short book. I would take phrases from it and put it on my wall. Phrases, there's things in it like, you will become as great as your dominant aspiration. If you cherish a vision, a lofty ideal in your heart, you will realize it. It's a brilliant book.
Hmm.
Very inspirational.
As You Think by James Allen. And you have recently edited and updated it and re-released it?
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. This is through your publishing company.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And then I think that the classic that I recommended to this guy is Creative Visualization by Shakti Gawain, in terms of giving you everything you need to create what you want in life, giving you the basics. Creative Visualization is great. That book has been out 20 years. When it first came out, it was put in the occult section of B. Dalton, I remember. Now it's mainstream. Athletes are using it. Business people are using it. It's around the world. We've sold 3 million copies in the U.S., and it's in over 30 countries.
3 million copies?
3 million.
And now Shakti is your partner.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah. She's wonderful. She wrote a great book that I recommend to everybody.
Now, did she write this before you knew her?
No, she wrote it after we met,
mm-hmm.
and it's based on the work we actually both wrote. We got tricked into doing workshops together. She and I started leading workshops. We were supposed to assist this guy, and he had a nervous breakdown before the workshop ended. We took over.
Sounds like he needed a little bit of Zen.
Yeah, you did. And actually, Shakti and I never would have had the courage to say we're seminar leaders. But we had 25 people showing up from around the country.
You had no choice.
For a four-day seminar on meditation and personal growth. And we led the thing, and it went great. And that led both of us to writing a book. First, I wrote a book called Reunion, Tools for Transformation, that's no longer in print. And then Shakti took the same material and wrote Creative Visualization, which has obviously remained in print and keeps selling and selling.
That's a great story. 3 million copies. That tells you a little bit about that book.
Yeah, it's a powerful book.
What is it about that book, Creative Visualizations, that makes it so powerful?
It is so simple and clear. When I first read it, I thought, gee, this is in about fifth grade language, because her father is a scientist and her mother is a yoga teacher, and she blends both and can very simply explain things. She's a very clear, rational person. And everything she explains, she always goes from A to B to C to D and makes it very obvious.
Very, very logical, like a scientist would do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very good teacher, is what it is. She would be an excellent grade school teacher or high school teacher.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 39 after the hour. We've got a couple more books that Mark's going to tell you about. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some more of what he calls 25 principles and practices of visionary business. That's what we're going to do when we wrap up the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Mark Allen, 888-822-8255. Stay with us, please. We're back. It's 44 after the hour. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just remember the name of the show. Put the normal stuff on the front and the back. And my good friend Mark Allen is our guest this hour. He's the author of two books that I'm holding in front of me. He's actually the author of several books, but these two are the ones that I have and the ones that I like a lot. A Visionary Life is one, and this is still available, right, Mark?
Oh, sure.
And also Visionary Business, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Success. This is a must-have book, folks, if you're in business and you're tired of being tired all the time and you'd like to be able to sort of disconnect a little bit every once in a while and also to understand what's going on in your life. If you think that your business is running you, if you think the tail is wagging the dog, I think Visionary Business, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Success will help you, by Mark Allen. Mark, tell us again, we need a phone number and a website.
1-800-97-BOOKS or 1-800-972-6657.
Right.
The website is www.nwlib.com for New World Library.
Okay. But the books are available in bookstores as well,
right,
online and online.
And online.
Okay. You had two or three other books that you wanted to tell us about to recommend to people to help them to get centered.
Right. These are the ones I recommended to the guy that came in the office. Another one was The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. A brilliant book. Brilliant. It was on
That's
the
a
New
classic.
York,
That's a classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
It was on the New York Times bestseller list for 70 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's really reached to me.
How long has that book been out?
About 5 years now, I think.
Yeah.
Four or five. And it's a great book. Great book. Phrases like, within every desire is the seed and mechanics for its fulfillment.
Say that again.
Within every desire is the seed and mechanics for its fulfillment.
Hmm.
I just found out that Emerson wrote a very similar thing. He said, you wouldn't have been given the desire if you didn't have the capability of fulfilling it.
Very interesting.
Yes. Great quote, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
From Emerson. Another book I highly recommend for any of us who are parents is one we did about a year ago called The Path of Parenting, which is so good. It's been so helpful for me. It's by a woman named Vimala McClure, McClure.
The Path of Parenting.
Path of Parenting.
Well, you know, one of the things that small business owners who have children have to deal with is we've got so much of our time. So much of our time is taken up with one of our children, which is our business.
Yeah.
You know, the business is like a child in a lot of ways.
It is.
And very very rarely is it actually an adult where it sort of takes care of you. Most of the time, you have to take care of it. And that's the child that you have to nurture and take care of that feeds the other children. And so you're torn between doing a good job at your business so that you can feed your family and so that you can have something that you can leave for your family and your children. And often and unfortunately, too many times, we neglect the real children.
Right.
What does that book tell us?
Well, it's wonderful. It goes through these 12 principles from Tai Chi. She studied Tai Chi from China for years and adapts them to parenting. The first principle is relax. The second is slow down. The third is empower yourself. It's filled with great advice. And
what are some of the others? Read. I like those ones.
Oh, yeah.
You remember some of the others?
Let's see. The fourth, I always focus on the first three so much.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what's been meaningful. And in empowering yourself, she means drawing power from the earth and says very practical things like, never shout at your children, she says. You should be coming from a place of what they call in Tai Chi sinking power, meaning you're firmly rooted to the earth, you're firmly grounded, and you're quietly saying things that are non-negotiable, and it's something that a child will not argue with if you come from a very strong point rather than come from yelling at them.
So that's sort of like my method of saying both their first and their middle name at the same time.
Ah, yeah, that's good.
That's when my children knew that I was serious.
That's good. And another great thing it taught me is the whole thing of Tai Chi is summed up in a way in that yin-yang symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say there's a big contradiction in money and a big contradiction in success, where at one point, where in one way we have to visualize it so thoroughly, and yet the important thing is to let go of it and to be here in the moment. And same with money, we have to focus on creating it, and yet we have to realize it's not at all important with what's really important in life. I used to call that a big contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
After reading that book, I realized it's not a contradiction. It's a polarity.
Yeah.
They're opposites that we need to master both of, if that makes any sense.
It certainly does. And I think you and I talked about that last time you were here, the polarity. That example helped me a lot to understand that they're not mutually exclusive. They're just polarized.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I like that very much. Okay. Success is a very important topic to me, and the definition of success, how people define success. And Mark, we're going to take a quick break here in a few seconds. And when we come back, I'd like for you to help us. I want you to tell us which one of these books, or maybe some that you haven't told us about yet, which one helps us understand the best way to define success in a very healthy way. And success is not just acquiring stuff, folks. It has to be defined, in my opinion, a lot more broadly than that. It's 50 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our very good friend, Mark Allen. We are back. It's 54 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And Mark Allen is our guest. And Mark, we all need somebody to love, don't we? We all need to be loved, and that this John's picking the music beautifully today. John Lee, folks, he's the producer today. This week he was with me for a long time early on in our show, and he's back for a week, and it's good to have you back again, John. I was talking before we took the break about the way you define success, and to me, I don't define success with my balance sheet. I don't define success with how many sales my company has acquired or how profitable we are. That is one component. I mean, that's one way to measure success. But in my life, that's not the most important thing.
I think you've got your priorities straight, because in a way, you have to have a strong balance sheet to some degree, depending on your business and everything. But ultimately, it's not important. No one on their deathbed has ever said they wish they made more money.
That's right. Or spent more time at the office.
Right.
You know, to me, if I could interject one little bit of success, my daughter's a registered nurse, and she doesn't like to get up early. But on every other weekend, she works the weekend, and she gets off at 7 o'clock in the morning. And for her to call me and say, as she does all the time, "Dad, let's eat breakfast Saturday morning, just she and I," and for that to happen to me, that's a major success story for me, for her to want to spend that kind of time with me.
And you mentioned during the break that you've caught all your son's little league games
and my daughter's too.
And daughter, that's great.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and most of the practices. And you know what? I was taking away from my profession when I was doing that. I was costing myself financial success when I did that. But obviously you have to keep the business going. You have to operate it, and it's really tough. It's especially tough, Mark, when you're starting a new business, because it takes so much time. It's like a new baby, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But boy, the work does expand to fill the time that you give it.
Yeah.
And you just have to get your priorities straight, and it's up to each of us to define for ourselves what success is. We're all unique individuals, and what we define as success will be unique.
Yeah. What the books that we've been talking about are there any of those, or any that you haven't told us about, that would help us to do a better job of defining what real success is in our lives?
Well, it certainly is a theme of visionary business over and over.
I agree with you.
And the 7 spiritual laws of success definitely deals with it.
And by the way, folks, Visionary Business is Mark's book.
Yes. And
what was the other book?
The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, that was still available, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's a great book. Great book.
Now, your book is available on your website, and that's, give it to us again.
Right, www.nwlib.com for New World Library.
And the 800 number, quickly.
1-800-972-6657.
Now, a lot of other books like your books are available from your website, right?
Right.
Okay. Mark, we got to wrap it up for this hour. As always, you did a great job. I'm so much more relaxed, so much more focused, so much more centered. I always am when you join us. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Got to go for this hour, folks. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.